Massachusetts continues to deal with the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. And joining us this morning to discuss this from a legislative perspective is State Representative Patrick Kearney. Representative, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, Dan. Thank you so much for having me.
So let me just ask, how is the state legislature functioning during this pandemic?
Well, we're trying to address the issues, obviously, that are facing the various communities in the state. As you know, Massachusetts is a COVID-19 hotbed nationwide. The legislature specifically actually made a historic vote last Wednesday where we voted remotely. As you know, there's 160 state reps. Having them all in the chamber at the same time would be directly in conflict with the CDC's guidelines and the public health guidelines of, you know, no more than 5 or 10 people. So for the first time in the history of the Massachusetts legislature, all 160 of us voted remotely so that we can continue the people's business and, you know, also keep the members safe.
So did I imagine things like hearings, are they being conducted in a similar manner?
Hearings have been conducted by Zoom call, and yes, exactly, a very similar manner to how we've been voting.
Now, do you anticipate, there's already been quite a bit of legislation that has come out in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Do you see anything coming out anytime soon that's going to be noteworthy?
Well, there's been a lot of response to the COVID crisis. I think the biggest pieces of legislation are yet to come. We have to do our budget. As you know, we just moved the tax filing deadline to July 15th. And the budget estimates are that we're going to be down 14.1%, so that we'll have a $4 to $6 billion budget gap that we're going to have to try to figure out how to bond out and or tie up the loose ends on by June 30th. The unknown is how much money we're going to get from the Federal CARES Act and how that money is going to be distributed to cities and towns. As I'm sure you've heard, Plymouth County applied for funding out of the Federal CARES Act, and, you know, with the leadership of Tom O'Brien, Greg Hanley, and others, I'm very excited to see where that money, specifically for Plymouth County, how that gets spent and how the cities and towns can be reimbursed for what they've had to endure.
All right. Well, unfortunately, we are going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Dan, thanks for having me, and stay safe and healthy.
Thank you. You as well.